Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
How dare you, Antoine?
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, how dare you? That's right. He did, didn't he, Monica?
I watched it happen.
You saw that.
You saw nothing.
Yes, I did.
I was a victim of mind control. Yeah, did you see the mind control that just happened to me?
Yeah, it was something else. They got you.
I know. Good morning. Thang in the house. We're taking advantage of ourselves. I mean, I'm being the victim of mind control. We're supposed to be a team. And Antoine went Team Antoine on this one.
Yep.
I don't know if it's Team Antoine.
Team Amazon.
He didn't want to be alone. He didn't want to be alone in this.
I know. I just needed somebody else to do it.
I have been so good at avoiding this Prime Day rubbish.
Yes.
Yep.
That has become a quote unquote holiday. Now, 2 days of this insanity. And I say, you know what? No. I will not. I will not give in to the temptations of Prime Day.
Proud of you.
And then, you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, you're proud of yourself.
You're proud of yourself.
Because then
right
Antoine
there.
Starts talking, and now I'm throwing things in my cart.
I know.
How dare he?
Yeah. Yep, you're getting it.
But Monica, I'm making money.
That's what you have to tell yourself to feel better about it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Antoine got you.
If you're getting sucked into Prime Day, because it's not even Amazon. Everyone else is jumping. It's becoming Black Friday in July. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
I know. I was looking at some stuff yesterday. I said, nope, not going to do it. I don't really need any of the stuff. What am I doing?
And you buy it anyway.
Yeah, but I didn't. I did put a couple things in my cart.
I'll talk to you in a second.
I was going to say, don't look at him.
No, I'm not going to do it, though. Yeah. I'm not, because I don't really need the stuff.
So if you've been sucked into any of these, 52353, you can text in. Good morning. Thang is here. And I was looking at the Fire Stick.
Yep.
Which is the one, you know, you plug it into your TV, and then you have access to all your apps and Netflix and whatever the heck. And I already have a couple of them in the house. I don't need one right now. And I even said this. I don't need one.
Don't need it.
But when they're $15 and they're marked down from $40, God, you almost want to have an extra one.
You are saving 63%.
Yes, that is correct. I know it says it right in front of me. You save 63%. Listen to you.
Are you working for Amazon?
Good Lord.
I just have it in my cart, so I just need somebody else to buy it first.
You know, Antoine says to me yesterday in the afternoon, I had to go for a meeting. I'm like, where? Where is this meeting? He went to the distribution facility.
He was at the headquarters.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, man, $15, just have one on hand. I got one that's a little bit older. Maybe I need to just, you know, trade that
one
out.
You're making excuses right now for the purchase. So
and then Antoine goes, hey, you get a $45 Sling TV credit if you buy this right now.
Just I want to know all the information.
Dang it, because I want one. I don't need to do that.
Which I don't currently have Sling or need it, but when the football season rolls around, I do use it so I can watch the the Red Zone channel. So I'm making money, Monica.
Gosh, please don't be listening.
I'm here to help.
I mean, if I spend $15... but I get $45 that I would normally have to spend anyway. I'm making money.
Coming out on top.
Oh, my God.
I'm in a pyramid scam, aren't I? This is what happens.
Something. Yep, you are.
Christmas July. In July, as I call it.
Oh, God. As you call it. Is it because you're getting kickbacks? I see what this is. It's Antoine's Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. How dare you, sir? Not helping.
Go ahead and check out.
Monica making me feel terrible. And then it's right there.
It is right there,
TV that's cheap. And oh, my God, no.
You're going to get a TV,
away.
Too?
No. You should get the TV with the Fire Stick. Have extra of both.
Are you getting a TV?
I don't feel like I'm trying to help Zach out. Don't ask me what's in my shopping cart.
You getting TV, too?
He says, I don't need the TV because if I get Zach to buy one, I get one for free. Yeah, that's what it is.
I do have a link for you to click.
Uh-huh. I see how this is.
You got all coming with links.
Sponsorship links, kickbacks, all these things.
Whatever someone said, I got a link
for you. This Prime Day rubbish. If you're getting caught, 52353.
You win, Amazon.
You win again.
You win.
I know. I understand. You're so poor. But here we go anyway with you and your Amazon-ness.
Life after divorce is tough.
Yeah.
Poor Jeff Bezos was forced to sit in the prime seats at Wimbledon with his girlfriend instead of the royal seats.
I know.
And rather than flying in first class with an airline, Bezos is forced to ride in a $70 million Gulfstream private jet.
Poor bastard.
And unfortunately, the only thing he could afford to buy his gardener this year was a Tesla rather than a new helicopter. Won't you please Help Jeff Bezos during this difficult time? By participating in the corporate made-up holiday known as Amazon Prime Day, you can help Jeff Bezos survive with his mere net worth of $165 billion.
Oh, not bad.
Shop on Amazon today and save. Save Jeff Bezos, that is.
Yep, I see what this is. Antoine is the gardener. He wants the helicopter.
Hey!
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
29-year-old Hillary Marino of Greenville. South Carolina.
Okay.
She's in jail right now.
Uh-oh.
For carjacking. Now, she decided to stop by a woman's window. She didn't have a gun in hand, but she said, get out of the car. Woman says, no, I'm not getting out of my car. She said, oh, so you're not? And threw a snake at her.
What?
Yeah. Threw a snake at the woman. So
that's
the woman,
hilarious,
of course, jumped out of the car. Hillary jumps back in and jumps in this lady's car, takes the car and wrecks it, of course, you know, so the police are chasing her and everything else, and she wrecks the car. But and she has $20,000 worth of damages in the city because there was a festival going on. So
okay.
She crashed the barrier.
Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. But she threw a snake. It said
the snake did
survive. By the way,
we don't care about
that. I care about the snake.
The snake was still in the car, and they released it into the wilderness. But yeah, she threw a snake at the woman.
Antoine is, in fact, he's a snake lover. You had a pet snake.
The rest of us
are thinking, hopefully, the snake got run over in all of this.
I enjoy snakes.
It's not the snake's fault.
No, the snake got assaulted.
It was a weapon.
No, everything
a weapon.
Is a snake's fault, in no matter what, because things like that should not move that fast that don't have legs. So
they move quick.
Yeah, very quick.
And they ain't got no legs.
They move quick.
Can you imagine if there was a human that was like that, had no legs, scurried around? Like, you would not trust that person.
That's true.
No.
Would you?
I mean, no.
Hey, how do you answer that?
You answer correctly. The answer is no. No, I would not trust that person.
I just had an image in my mind of, well, gosh, where are you going to that fast?
Does it say what kind of snake it was? I know you guys don't care.
It wasn't poisonous, so probably just like a big black snake.
Like a ball python or something. Mm. Something that just hurts when it bites.
If anybody throws something at you, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be like a paper airplane, and you're still like, ugh.
I guess that's true.
It shocks your system a little bit. Like, what are you doing?
I'd like to think I'm tough enough that I wouldn't get carjacked by a paper airplane.
You would still jump, though.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
You throw a paper airplane at me, I think
someone says, get out of your car. Oops. And then just take something and throw it at you. Like, what is this?
What would make you nervous is you would assume, okay, well, if this person is threatening me with a paper airplane, it must be dipped in ricin or something like that.
What poison is on it?
It's got to be that. It's just dipped in nuclear energy. Like, why is this so scary? Man, that premeditated snake assault, though.
I know.
That means, like, she's walking around carrying that snake. Uh-huh. Like,
exactly.
I'm getting this car.
How crazy.
Get a car.
Yeah.
Do this.
And she probably gets to keep the snake, too. So it's not even like a gun where you have to buy new bullets. Nope.
No.
Just get in, pick her snake back up, and go get another car.
And you know what? Yeah. That poor woman in insurance company, the one with the carjacking, they're probably like, well, you know, we don't cover acts of God nature. It's just snakes and everything. You know, it's just nature. Snakes go flying through windows all the time. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can't cover it. The most spiteful parenting move in the history of children.
I've never heard of a more spiteful, more petty move by a parent in my life.
It was slightly petty.
But also needed.
Yes.
And it was in public, too.
Well, yeah.
Because that's when they truly understand, Antoine.
Uh-huh. When they get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. It's how you have to reach children. I believe Monica took great sacrifices to be a good parent.
I had to.
Petty. But one must defend Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very important. It's becoming almost a weekly holiday.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In a lot of...
Folks love Taco Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Most folks do.
Uh-huh.
Antoine does not.
No.
He's a hater of tacos,
which
is hurtful.
Who wants a taco?
Not him.
Nope. Not me.
Here it is. And you say this on the Lord's Day. Lord Taco.
Lord Taco, obviously.
Not the actual taco. Lord.
Yep.
Or taco.
Not the actual taco.
Uh-huh. Exactly. It's also 58-cent pancake day. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
I do love some pancakes.
See?
It's IHOP's birthday. Or pan-iversary.
Oh, you can fold it into a taco.
Oh, my God.
He won't put anything in that U-shape. He's so anti-U-shape.
That's what it is.
What if it was a pancake? Well, you put a piece of sausage and you wrap the pancake around it and you put a little syrup on it. I mean, that would taste delicious, wouldn't it?
I would have to enclose the sausage all the way. So it's more like a corn dog than a taco.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Racist.
I understand.
You know what? He never even owned one of those little penny pockets, those little things.
Yep.
Yep.
Those little Mr. Mouth.
Yep.
Little plastic things.
So Monica Brooks had to defend Taco Tuesday yesterday, or whenever it was, because her daughter, like Antoine.
Yep.
You stay away from her daughter, by the way. She's not a fan of Taco Tuesday. which is just wrong. And this exchange happened in the grocery store.
We're in the store, and Ava, she's talking about Taco Tuesday. I'm like, excuse me, it's Taco Tuesday. We're going to have tacos. She's like, but I really just would like baked chicken or something. I'm like, it's Taco Tuesday.
Baked chicken. You're going to have that on Monday.
She wanted, yeah. I said, no.
Good job, Ava.
And she said, well, I don't. She said, just because it's Tuesday doesn't mean that we need to have tacos. All right. So we go on the aisle where, you know, you can get the tacos, the salsa, and all that stuff. We're shopping around. And Ava starts to turn and walk into that aisle. And I said, no, Ava, stop. And she stops. And she's like, in a grocery store. She stops. And I continue to walk on. I said, you don't support Taco Tuesday, you can't enter the aisle.
What?
I love it.
I'm like, what in the world?
Just the way it is.
I didn't even.
Love you, mean it.
I try to anticipate what you're going to do. I did not see that coming at all. That's terrible.
It was just a little bit petty.
Hey, tiny. Spiteful, yes. Yeah. But sometimes sacrifices must be made.
But she was going against Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. She was really going hard against it just because it's Tuesday. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, what?
That's a fair point.
And these kids, they think they're above the law. They think they can say and do anything. Wow. And there's no repercussions.
Yeah. Wow.
But you know what? There were repercussions in this situation. Every now and then, after threatening to throw one of their toys away for 100 times, you have to actually throw the toy away. So amen to you, sister. The protector of Taco Tuesday.
That's right.
Monica Q. Brooks. 52353. Go ahead. You know, maybe you had to make a little petty point with your children.
We all do it. Mm-hmm. As parents, yes.
I told you, I've told them to go to the crying room before. Because they cry and they whine, and I say, I said, crying is for upstairs. If you want to cry, get out of here. Go up to the crying room.
I don't want to cry upstairs.
I'm like, good, well, then you stay down here and you buck up. But if you want to cry, you get your sad behind upstairs and get out of here. Yeah. I want to go upstairs. See, this just sounds like crying to me.
Does.
Then I'll throw your iPad in the garbage, which I won't. Man, Antoine got fleeced by some lemonade kid.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And I didn't even want lemonade. I wasn't even thirsty.
Yeah. Well, most of the time when you buy lemonade from a child, you don't expect a good beverage.
Yeah.
And you weren't really even in the mood for it. You just say, okay, fine. Let me go ahead and buy lemonade.
Well, what's
from
a good price
kid.
For it? Probably like...
Less than I paid for it.
Like
that's
50
for certain.
Cent, 75 cents?
50 cents.
Yeah.
Maybe $1. Maybe.
Depends on if it's like freshly squeezed.
I had to rustle some dollar bills together to pay this little... And I just felt bad because it was so hot and she was standing outside. I was like... And she was by herself. I was like, all right, let me get a little cup thinking it needs some quarters. I needed dollar bills to pay for it.
$3.
Yeah.
Did you leave a tip?
No.
Hell no.
The tip
no
was
tip.
Lower the prices.
She was like, tip jar, sir.
I thought that last week I stayed in the mountains and it was this big fancy house.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge house. You have other people and you can all chip in. That stuff is expensive though. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little note on the counter that says, Tracy and Steve, we're the ones who clean your house. And this little thing, if you would like to tip the housekeepers, I'm thinking, yo, that's your job. You own this place.
Exactly.
They work for you. They don't
Tracy
tip.
And Steve.
You tip Tracy and
whatever
Steve.
Whatever stove.
$3 for lemonade.
Yeah.
And Monica with the dumb question. Sorry, no offense. You're not dumb, just the question. Was it freshly squeezed? What 9-year-old freshly squeezed lemonade?
Maybe there is one that's like, you know, mom and dad is like, okay, we're going to make this really nice lemonade. This is going to be delicious.
Man, this
freshly squeezed.
That is one of the biggest markups, I think, at something like the Salem Fair. You get fresh squeezed lemonade. Uh-huh. They have that big machine, the crank, and ooh, look at that. Look at all those lemons and the juices and $8, whatever
that
is.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And every kid wants one because they get, I want the lemonade. I'm thinking, you can get Kool-Aid packet when we get home. I don't know. Get out of here with that.
That girl's going places, though.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to her own tent at the fair.
Yeah.
She's going to be next year.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
Now's about the time.
What are we doing? Where are we going?
What do we do now?
This is the most boring time of the summer.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, it's like dead in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already went on your vacations and hung out with your friends.
A lot of camps are over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shoot, I think Floyd can't go back to school in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. See?
Say what? Oh. It's true, though. Yeah. I suppose. And at the risk of sounding like a grizzled old man, I do believe this generation is the most rotten group of children that have no idea how to entertain themselves.
That's true.
And it's not that they're rotten children. They're just rotten when it comes to the fact that they don't know how to entertain themselves.
Use your imagination. Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
No. I know. They don't. And they don't have play in their room by themselves. It's always like, well, play with me. Thinking, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I've done my time. That's your time to figure it out.
Oh, what are we doing?
What do we do? I've actually been very pleased with my son lately. He's gotten into, and it's very old school, and I don't know where he gets it from because I never played with these, but he loves playing with those old school plastic military guys.
Oh, yeah, just good.
The ones where, like, the feet are connected?
Yeah, little green dudes. Uh-huh. And he's been doing that. He bought, when we were on vacation, we went into some hobby store because it's all the old school stuff, and he bought this World War II set. So he's got the Japanese ones and the German soldiers and the UK and the United States, and he has war. He's slightly barbaric, but again, he's using his imagination.
Right. I like it.
Which is what I appreciate. So he gathers them all around. What I also enjoy is every time he does the war, America wins, and then he sings the national anthem, which I think is hilarious.
That's precious.
Right. So he goes, America wins again. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
There you go.
Yep, and he does it again. That I like. But for the most part, he's the same. What do I do now? If he's not looking at some kind of screen, he's bugging me to either figure out something.
Go somewhere.
Or let him look at a screen so he'll leave me alone. And I have four tips on how to keep your kids busy this summer. The first one is have them find odd jobs to do in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep them busy if they're old enough to do it, yep.
Yeah, which your daughter's like pet dog sitting or something. This is mowing lawns. Antoine's got a horrible lawn.
Somebody could totally cut that.
Babysitting, pet sitting. They suggest simple household chores, but I say no to that because I think in your own home, they don't listen to you. But if you send them out to little odd jobs at somebody else's house, they'll actually do them.
Yes.
So and then they're getting paid by somebody else, too. So you're not the one continually going into debt. That's why I don't do allowance. What's my allowance? I'm like, you live here. I spend so much money on you as it is. Life is your allowance. God, I sound old. Try and get a jump start on this next school year.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's on this list.
Okay. That was
reading
cute.
List, man.
Yeah.
Now is about the time as a parent, you think, because you get that summer reading list, you go, oh, crap, I got to start filling that thing out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me scan this book for you real quick.
Mine's got a bunch of June entries in it.
There you go.
Now that my kid's been reading, it's just no one's been filling it out. Yeah. So I got to get into that one. Volunteer work. So they could do stuff at the church or the senior center. Another great one is all the different SPCAs and humane societies are looking for, you want to go pet the gated cats and things like that. And the final one, and I do believe this is what Monica's mama would always let you do, is let them be bored.
Just sit there and be bored.
Yep, you just sit there.
And then you just fall over and go to sleep.
Here's a stick. Just play with it. They say that some psychologists say it's good for kids to be bored because it helps them become more self-reliant and creative.
Yes.
If you shuttle them from one activity to the next, they don't know how to do it on their own, which is where we are right now.
Yeah.
When we go camp to camp to camp to pool to camp to camp to activity to play date to whatever, when it stops, they think,
oh my gosh,
well, where's the cruise director to continue this whole situation?
Yeah. They need to come up with their own ideas.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. It's time to play Fat Chance. Now back to your host, Antoine Terrell.
So today, playing with us, we have two wonderful contestants. We have Zachary T. Jackson.
Yep, that's me. Hi.
And hello. Monica Q. Brooks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yep. What's the Q stand for?
What's your middle name?
Quinn.
The Quinn?
Quinn.
I was thinking the Queen.
The Queen.
Quinn.
Uh-huh. Okay. Monica Quinn.
So we will team up with one of you, and you will decide how many of whatever it is in the category you think we can do. And then when you don't buy it anymore, you just say, fat chance. I'd like to see you try. So, Rachel, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
All right, Rachel, it is your chance to team up with either me, Zach Jackson, or Monica Brooks. Who would you like today, Rachel?
I think I'm going to go with Zach.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The way she was hesitating there, I was thinking, is she out of her mind? Is she going to go with Monica? My God. Chris, it's you and Monica, okay?
All right.
He's like, I don't have a choice, so fine. So we go back and forth. 15 seconds. Let me go ahead. I'm going to get Rachel locked in on this line. Let me get Chris locked in on that line because each of you do have a part in this game. Antoine's going to reveal the category.
Yes.
And then how many items within the category do you think your player can do in 15 seconds? So you bid back and forth, sort of like name that tune. Well, I think Zach can do two. Well, I think Monica can do three. And then you can say, Monica can do three? Fat chance. That's how the game works. Antoine, take it away.
All right. So our first category is shoe brands.
Shoe brands.
So brands of shoes.
Okay.
So that can just be like 25.
Oh, you think so?
All right. And so Rachel.
Very confident over there.
Rachel, since you picked Zach, you can wager first. How many shoe brands do you think Zach can name in 15 seconds?
Okay.
I think he can do six.
Six. All right.
Six. All right, Chris, do you think Monica can do more than six? If so, how many? And if not, say,
just fat,
say chance.
Fat chance. And then I'll do it.
I said she could do seven.
Seven. Okay. Back all to right. you, Rachel. You want to up the ante?
Yeah, I'm going eight.
Okay. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
I'm going to stick with seven.
No, you can't. It either has to be higher or you say fat chance and I have to do eight.
All right. I'm going to say fat chance.
Okay. All right. Fat chance. He doesn't think I can do eight.
So, Zach, you need to name eight. Okay. Shoe brands in 15 seconds.
All right, I think I can do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling pretty good.
He loves shoes.
One. I do love shoes.
He does love shoes.
I was actually looking at shoes on Prime Day as we were doing this. Shoes. So are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, 15 seconds starts now. Puma, Nike, Adidas, Asics, Manolo Blahniks, Crocs, New Balance, Timberland, Birkenstock. Let's see what else. I don't know. I think that's enough, but let me...
All right.
I think he did it.
You needed eight shoe brands. You named nine.
Woo! But still, it still kind of got you for a
it
second.
Did. For
I know.
A second.
I got a little nervous because you.
I was like, hold on. Zach is like.
You get in that moment. I mean, I got so many more that are pouring into my head
after
right
it's
now.
Gone, yeah.
All right, Rachel, that's 1 point for you.
We got a point, Rachel. Okay. We're ready to roll. First person to three. Okay, now Chris will decide here in the first, in the next round. Go ahead, Antoine.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Chris. The category is World Cup team.
You better get out of here.
We are the World Cup was last week.
Okay.
There were 16 teams.
Okay, so this is in the Women's World
Cup. In the Women's World Cup. So how many of the 16 World Cup teams do you believe Monica
Don't
can
even.
Name?
Go zero.
I'd say three.
Three.
Three. Okay.
All right.
All right, Rachel. How many do you think Zach can name, or do you want fat chance for Monica?
Might just start barking out countries and might get right.
I'm going to say four.
Okay. Have faith in us, Rachel. Okay, so Chris, the current bid is four. You can say fat chance and see if I can do four, or you can suggest more for Monica Brooks.
I'm going to say five.
Okay.
All right, five.
Five. Rachel, make her do it.
I
just want to hear what she says.
What?
We got another round. Even if she gets lucky, we can win. Okay, what do you say, Rachel?
I said fat chance.
Okay, good, good.
All right, so Monica, you have to name five out
teams.
Of 16 okay. teams that played in the World Cup.
Here we go. 15 seconds, go.
With the U.S., U.K., Brazil, and Canada, they're part of it. Oh, gosh. And it was India?
India.
Let's see. No, the World Cup. Probably, dang it, it was South Africa. who else
I'm just
was
playing
part
the music for myself because I don't think she even said five countries.
She didn't even name five countries.
Did I get anything?
Yes, you... If I want to be lenient, I could say England for UK.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
I think so. That does count.
But that's not what their jersey say.
Whatever.
But anyway,
so what you get, three?
She has three.
Okay,
she has three out of five.
Three. Not good enough.
Dang
it. Win, Rachel. And it was worth listening to, so I like that.
I would have had the three.
Some of the countries you missed. Norway, Australia, Cameroon, France, Spain, Italy, China, Netherlands, Japan, Germany, Nigeria, Sweden. Oh, I take it back. You did get four. You got four because Canada was one.
Ah, the controversy because now she only lost by one. Oh no,
she's getting better. You still lost though.
You tried. You lost.
Dang it.
Kids, sometimes when you try your best, this is what happens. You still lose. Congratulations, Rachel. Hang on. This is so spectacular. I need to figure out how to make it happen, Monica.
What's that?
Well, and Antoine is here as well. K92 Morning Thang, Zach Jackson, Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, Thang in the House, brand new Anger Diary on the way, the most annoying question in the world. Then, let's be honest, there's a weird coworker doing something. What is he doing? Or she, I don't know. What is this coworker doing that is so weird? I don't even know. Beyond that, I don't even care. I just want to know. What is the person doing? I don't know what's going on. So that's at 7:30. Need to make this happen. My son is currently obsessed with two things.
All right.
The first one is fairly obvious, and Monica can relate because it is Spider-Man.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
My son, he's seven. He's all wrapped up in Spider-Man.
Spider-Verse.
He's still big on Spider-Verse, especially it's on Netflix right now, so he watches it all the time. So he has discussed many times over that he would like to be Spider-Man for Halloween.
Okay.
Specifically the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
All right.
I don't want him to be Spider-Man for Halloween. Because I think Spider-Man is the worst of all the superheroes.
There's going to be a lot of Spider-Mans.
And a lot of Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
And I got to deal with his face being covered and that whole thing. And will he even put up with the costume and all that? Mm-hmm. Will he hot, blah, blah, blah. He has one other obsession right now. And that obsession is Marshmello.
The DJ?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, Marshmello? Yeah. Yeah. Like so a Lucky Charm?
But he has, if he loves Marshmello, that means he has to wear that Marshmello.
Yes, I know, but he's, so Marshmello, this guy, that guy right here in the Happier song. My son is obsessed with Marshmello. Uh-huh. He listens to Marshmello all the time. Oh. He talks about Marshmello, and he wants a Marshmello outfit. I want him to be Marshmello for Halloween. He's got to be Marshmello.
But, I mean, it still has the mask and everything.
That's fine, but it's a cooler mask. Uh-huh. It's really that there's going to be too many Spider-Mans as it is.
Oh, yeah, everyone's going to be Spider-Man.
And Marshmello, I feel like you get parenting points as being cool because your kid dressed up as Marshmello, right?
And it's really just a regular outfit with the mask on.
Maybe my wife and I will go as Daft Punk and he can be Marshmello. And we'll
I'm on board now.
Now we got a cool family.
Now I like it.
Yeah, I gotta tell him to be Marshmello. I gotta talk him out of the Spider-Man. I think I can do it.
I like it.
I talked him out of a $15 iPad game he wanted yesterday, talked him down to a $2 game instead. I said, the reviews on this say it is actually very boring. Mm. There was one review that said it was actually
boring. Well, there you go.
But that's all we needed to talk him down. So can we get, I can tell him Spider-Man sold out.
Sold out.
They bought Spider-Man, but look, Marshmello, Prime Day, it's available right now.
I think you can do it.
And this is the way kids operate. I understand it's July, but they are locking down their Halloween costumes now. He's been talking about Halloween since last Halloween, so he's making his final decisions.
But you picked it out.
I'm going to make him Marshmello.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is something, I think it's good that Uber offers this, but why do you have to pay more for less?
Okay.
That's what drives me crazy in this world is when we pay more to get less of something. And we do it all the time.
Because we're flooded with so much stuff now.
Uber is expanding its no talking rides, but you have to pay extra for it.
So you're paying more for someone to be silent. They may already decide to be silent.
Why can't you just request it? Why can't it just be like a button?
Why can't you say, shut up? No, don't do that.
Well, it is kind of a button, but it's the Uber comfort option now. So there's Uber Pool, Uber X, all of them. There's a comfort tier that features extra leg room. You can request the ideal temperature, which again, I'm thinking, shouldn't you be able to do that anyway?
Right.
No. So now if you're on the regular room, we're making it hot in here. Forget it. And you can have quiet mode on your Uber, so then they won't talk to you. So if you want to look at your phone or take a nap or just not have
quiet mode.
Yeah.
Small talk. And the other thing that I know Monica wants no part of is Uber is expanding its Ubercopter service, which is the helicopter.
The helicopter.
Okay, we're not getting a helicopter around here. Not
Maybe
anytime
one day.
Soon. But this is in New York City, the Big Apple. You can go from Manhattan, south of Houston Street, to JFK International Airport in 8 minutes.
Oh, and how much is that?
$200.
Oh,
that could be worth it, though. That could be worth it.
I love helicopters. You really got to get somewhere.
You love helicopters?
I love helicopters. I've never actually ridden in a helicopter. I love the idea of a helicopter.
I don't love the idea of a helicopter. No. I'm not afraid of it, but it's just, I don't know.
Now, especially if you have to pick up someone else that you don't know.
Exactly. I worry enough about my regular Uber.
Wait a minute. How many pilots are picking up people that they know?
Oh, we got to make another stop. You signed up for the Uber.
The Uber.
Helipool.
Helipool.
Copter pool. We got to keep touching down. Keep landing on top of everybody's house. It's just uncomfortable and awkward. Too many opportunities. I'm with you, Monica.
Number two.
The hot vacation destination that nobody wants to go to. Actually, there are people that I guess want to go to this. This is a hard no for me. It is from the popularity of a television show. So do you have any guess as to what they are making a official tourist attraction because of a television show?
A TV show.
The Office.
The Office, no. No, it's way more dangerous to go to.
Like a volcano or something?
Sort of. Chernobyl.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
No, thank you. No.
The Chernobyl nuclear site is becoming, quote, an official tourist attraction.
I thought they were trying to keep people away, but I guess with the show, too.
Not anymore. HBO. It's with the show. The show has become so popular. This is from the president of Ukraine announcing that they're going to start allowing tours of certain areas of Chernobyl.
Wow.
Mm. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, pass on that one.
No, thank you.
They're going to have a green corridor for tourists. Like, no, man. I've watched like 3 episodes, and what they told you was fine wasn't fine.
No, mm-hmm. No. And when you get there, is that like a, you know, do you smile in your pictures? You know, because I wouldn't be like, hey, we're here. You know, it's not really joyful.
Chernobyl.
Hey.
Yeah, you have to sort of have that solemnly appreciating this situation
here. On that one.
I'm a no. Yeah. I mean, there is still a lot of, radiation that is there. I mean, they've built some sort of dome over the top of that stuff, mm-hmm. but still. It will be interesting, I think. I just want to see, and there's some drone videos you can watch of the area of Chernobyl, which I think are very, very interesting. But somebody else can go do that.
Yeah.
And then I'll go ahead and look at their Instagram.
Number one.
Last one. See, I almost feel like I want this. I think I want this. I know this is a hard no for Monica and probably the same for Antoine, but it's taking off in Sweden right now, is getting the chip in your hand. And then it's your credit card.
Mm-mm.
So you just, it's like having the force, Antoine.
Oh,
you have the force.
Now you turn it into a superpower. Uh-huh. Now I'm a little bit more on board than I was initially.
Because now I can go, these are the droids I'm looking for, and I have purchased them.
Yeah, and the government can shut you down, too.
The government can shut me down anyway.
Or with a little...
with a little chip.
Yeah. I don't trust that.
They're tracking your purchases.
They're tracking my purchases anyway.
That's
okay?
True.
They're tracking everything. You want to tell me that there's not some drone that couldn't fly over my house and shoot a laser right through my eyeball
if they wanted to? But I'm not going to give it to them.
How intrusive is that surgery to get that chip in your hand?
It's really quick. Minor. It's really quick. Probably.
Tiny little chip.
It's like a little button. Ping.
Like if you think about a dog getting, you know, microchipped.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Think about it this way, though. If you had a chip, Antoine, that opened your car, paid for stuff at the store, and got you into work.
And you know what?
Never had to go in your pocket.
If someone wanted to rob you, just cut your hand off. Idea ruined. No.
Well, it's kind of like here. It's kind of like here. You know, like we have like the little card readers or whatever.
Right. I'm saying if I had.
Woo. But our IT person has taken his and put it in like his bracelet or whatever, like where you don't even see it.
Yeah, it's in his smartwatch.
Yes, in his smartwatch. So he just walks up and puts a smartwatch.
That's different. So that's, you know.
See, the smartwatch is just as bad though, because that thing is tracking you. And what this article points out and does make a lot of sense is who has that data. So now with the smartwatch, they can kind of see the activity you're doing or not doing. And then with your purchases, whether you have a chip in your hand or not, they could see, oh, look, you have a lot of fast food on your purchases. Hey, look, your insurance premium is going to go up because we realize all these things. So, and that's not even with the chip. Yeah, silence. There we go. I don't think I won, but I'm just going to end on that anyway.
It's like, wait a minute. Are you talking yourself out of it?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, I guess I should probably appreciate the fact that my children think I'm all-knowing and all-powerful. But I don't. And really, they don't think I'm all-knowing and all-powerful. Most of the time, they think I'm some moron that has no idea what he's talking about. Hey, kids, don't run in the kitchen. You can slip and fall and hit your head.
No, we won't.
Wham!
Oh, my head!
Yep, all those times I try to help them, they don't listen to a single thing I say. But when it comes to knowing the location of every other human on the planet, they apparently think I'm the great Zachini, the great seer of all people. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I can be in the kitchen by myself, getting dinner ready, and my son will walk in.
Where's Mommy?
Now, how am I supposed to know that? Do you see mommy anywhere in this kitchen? This is the only place I am currently located, so if she ain't here, then I have no idea. Yesterday, I'm outside the second I walk in the door. Where's mommy? I don't know. All I can tell you is she's not in the driveway. Last week, I was in a vacation house with 7 kids in it, and that is all I heard. Hey, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? No, no, I do not. And yes, yes, I refer to all of them as blah, 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 because honestly, it's just too many kids to even bother remembering all their names, especially the ones that aren't even mine. Ugh. Okay, moving on, diary. This one goes out to all of you that insist on making the rest of our lives more difficult because of your inconvenient declarations of your own moral compass. Hey, it's fine if you want to be one of these difficult people who refuses to adapt to new norms and technologies, but then you're not allowed to put the burden on the rest of us.
I don't have a cell phone. I don't need it. I just rely on my family and friends.
You see what I'm talking about there? Sure, it's easier for you, but now the rest of us have to be your personal assistants to hunt you down. My mother refuses to use online bill pay, and that's fine in her everyday life because she's the only one dealing with sitting there for hours on end, writing checks and licking envelopes like it's 1977. But then she goes out of town for a while, and now who do you think is responsible for driving over to her house, opening all her mail, and filling out all of her bills? That's right, Zach the personal assistant. I'm not even good at remembering to open my own mail. And now you're going to expect me to be responsible for yours? Just get online bill pay.
I don't want to. I don't want my information out there on the internet.
Newsflash, your information is already out there, whether you like it or not. And furthermore, there are 50 billion other people already using online bill pay. So what makes you think you're so important that hackers are just sitting there waiting for you to specifically join online bill pay?
Red alert! Red alert! Zach's mom is on the internet! It's finally the moment we've all been waiting for! Let's go get her information now that it's out there!
Yeah, that ain't happening. They don't care. I'm sorry. But if you want to be one of these people that refuses to text or email or online bill pay or have a Facebook page or whatever, that's fine. But you also don't get to burden the rest of us. You go live in the hills where nobody can get a cell signal anyway, and you can go live off the fat of the land on your own. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
What is this coworker doing?
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We must find out. We want to know. Melissa wants to share. She's having an issue, so let's say good morning to her. Hi, Melissa.
Okay, so I work as a receptionist at a repair shop. And okay. We just hired this new guy, and I swear he's such an oddball. He loves sniffing things. Like, he's always sniffing his fingers, and he's like, sniffing things around the shop.
So you have a new employee who you have is an excessive sniffer.
Yeah, I don't even think he notices that I notice it, and he's only been around for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Like, for example, the other day we get a shipment of tires in, and he takes it to the back. He's like, "Oh, I'll put them away," and I catch him sniffing all the tires.
Tire sniffing, like a new tire. Antoine, I have a new car. Do you like new car smell?
Of course. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Who wants to sit in my car and sniff with me?
Yeah, so maybe it's like when people enjoy the smell of a baby, you know, or puppy smell. He enjoys the smell of
stuff.
But
he's smelling his fingers.
The fingers get dirty.
So, okay. The other day, he does an oil change, and then he runs off and starts sniffing his fingers, and he doesn't catch that I can see him.
Okay.
But, like, every time we get a new car in, like a sports car or an antique car, he starts massaging the car. I mean, it's like caressing. Like, I think it's so strange.
Okay. Now, the guy he loves the automotive category in general.
That's the type of guy I want him to work on my car. Okay. He's passionate about it.
Just like some people are wine connoisseurs.
He's a
they smell the wine.
So, Monica, you say this, you're not freaked out by this at all. doesn't bother you one bit. This is the kind of guy you want working on your car.
He's dedicated to.
Okay. So you okay if maybe he licks your glove box just a little bit?
He can't be licking the glove box.
Why can't he lick your glove box?
It's one thing to touch a tire. It's nothing to lick.
What if he gets up real close to your glove box? He wants to smell your registration to see what's going on.
that's another level.
So if you caught him sniffing your steering wheel.
Okay, well.
I mean, it is a heavy smell line of work.
Yeah.
And so maybe he just enjoys all those smells. He has a passion for what he does.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
Now, what if you catch him sniffing your seat? That's a little more creepy, I think.
Of the car?
Of the car. Of the car, yes.
I don't know.
Melissa, are you tempted to say something to him? Or?
I don't know if it's like a weird addiction I should address or tell my boss, but or just like let him be. I don't know. It's just a little odd.
Is there anything else about him that makes you uncomfortable, or is the man just a sniffer?
He's just a sniffer. Okay. Everything.
See, because this is America, and we are the land of the free.
Yes.
We are free to suck any odor into our nose that we want.
That's
and
true.
If this man, this is why he's gone into this line of work, so he can sniff these things.
Yes. And that's okay. But at the same time, I would say if I witnessed someone at the grocery store that worked there sniffing the loaves of bread, I wouldn't like that.
But the baguettes.
Yeah.
What about the rotisserie chicken comes out?
So they actually, you'd have an issue with somebody sniffing something that actually has an
aroma
that people
want
to smell.
Because I'm
going to
consume that, and you're on my bag.
Why do you have so many nose-related double standards is what I want.
I do.
It's so unfair.
That's my loaf of bread.
Is this weird? What do you like to sniff? Or I don't know. Did you have a weird coworker? I'll open up to all of those things. This is open season on the phones right now. 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. Do you have to say anything?
Because I don't know if you say anything on this one.
I don't know.
Because he's kind of...
Maybe this is
he's
just
doing his own thing.
Personal note. Let me just want. I mean, as long as this dude has underwear on, I am okay with the fact that he's sniffing on auto parts.
Because it doesn't sound like he's hurting anyone. At the same time, I would be like, what is he doing?
Hey, Steve, what you over there doing?
Sniffing.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love.
Aww.
The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We met Melissa. She's got a brand new coworker. The man enjoys a good sniff.
Yeah, but it seems like he's not really doing anything else to hurt anybody. He's not hurting anyone necessarily.
Yeah, but it still is. I mean... I feel it's a little.
It's one of those
different
things, though, where then if this person goes off the rails later, you think, boy, that guy really did love to sniff everything.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a sign.
I don't know.
Well, maybe she should talk to him and know his personality.
I'm not sure. Melissa, do you know this guy at all, or is he just sort of the new smelling guy in the office?
He's the new smelling guy. He's only been there 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in those
she's
3 weeks.
She's not trying to get to know the news.
She is not.
The new sniffer.
We have a bunch of people on the phone. We have text 52353. As a boss, if someone told me someone was going around sniffing things, my response would be, and what is the boss supposed to do about that? Unless sniffing things is against the code of conduct of the company, then he can sniff away.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet, Monica, that in our employee handbook, there is an anti-sniffing chapter?
Probably.
We have everything.
I signed it. I signed it. I can't smell the mic.
Mm-mm.
Yep. No, you don't want
to. You just
in trouble.
You might get fired.
See in HR. Lucky for us, our HR person works like once every other Tuesday. So we are all set. Melissa, let's get some people in here. Let's see what's on their mind. We say good morning to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
All right, Chris, what's up?
All right, so I've got a story about a previous coworker, and I've got advice for you.
Okay, so your previous coworker was weird?
Previous coworker was a sniffer, but a very odd sniffer. This was a very unsanitary man, is the easiest way I can put that.
Okay.
And he would constantly wear shorts and tank tops, and you would always catch him either scratching his pit or another unsavory area, and then he would nonchalantly sniff his fingers after he did it.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's no good.
I tell you what, a man in a tank top, that concerns me immediately. I don't even need to know anything else.
What's even worse is he was the boss.
So you can't even do anything about it.
So you couldn't really say anything to him. Exactly.
I had a girlfriend that enjoyed armpit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As far as her situation with this other guy, yeah. One thing to take into consideration is, I mean, certain smells do trigger memory responses. Maybe this guy had a grandfather or a father who was a mechanic or something like that, and maybe those are just smells that he remembers from when he was a kid.
And at least he's smelling things like cars and tires and wrenches and not armpits or other people. Right, yeah. Melissa?
I guess.
Okay. She's like, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and
let him be.
Go ahead, Chris, and your advice?
I'm sorry. The moment you see him sniffing, like, your pencil or your hairbrush or something weird like that, that's when you want to be like, danger, danger.
Okay. So I believe, thank you, Chris. Melissa,
thank you.
What we have here is leave a hairbrush out.
And see.
And see. Uh-huh. Yes. That's the
test.
That's
a motor oil.
But that's called entrapment. No. That's against the law. It's called entrapment.
That is true. Brian in Whitfield texted, and this smelling is for work, Monica. He says, you got to smell the oil to make sure no gas is getting in, mixed in with the oil, indication of needing new piston rings. The piston rings.
Uh-huh. He's working.
Yeah. These smells are for work. That's what we're talking about.
What you smelling over there? What you sniffing on?
I think we all have it.
Everybody has some sort of smell.
Like weird things they like to smell.
I don't hate gasoline. I know a lot of people like
gasoline.
When you pump a gas, you're like,
I love it. If they made an air freshener,
you're just like her coworker.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not smelling a glove.
You know
what,
Antoine, there's a very easy way to do that. You can make a permanent air freshener in your car. Just like poke a hole somewhere in one of your pipes in your car, and then it'll smell like gasoline all the time. Those old cars.
I'm going to go to sleep smelling that gasoline.
Well, you know, there is that. Hannah texting in 52353 from Giles. She likes the smell of an old, musty basement.
Yeah.
She says it's nostalgic for me as I spent a lot of my childhood playing in my grandmother's basement. That's one of those things.
Balls.
You get older and you think, I used to always play in my grandmother's old, dark, musty basement. Wait a minute. They used to lock the door and go to a bar.
Hang on a minute. What is going on here?
I wasn't playing. I was trapped. I was left there. Tennis balls.
Yeah. Okay.
I like those.
Brand new, like, DVD cases, video game cases. I love that smell, too.
Do you open it in the smell or you like it where it's still in the plastic wrap?
Open it and smell.
Okay. So you open it up and it's like,
I do everything.
Assassin's Creed, yes.
I downloaded it now, but yeah, I used to.
Okay. Let's see. Text 52353. There's some weirdo like smelled diapers in here.
Diapers.
Clean diapers.
Okay.
Mm. Hey, puppy breath is one that so many women love the smell of puppy breath. Yep. And I just,
like puppies and babies, yes.
Text 52353. New textbooks and fresh reams of paper.
Ooh, I like new textbooks too. That's a good one.
What about an old book? Like those antique books sort of has that musty basement smell to it?
Nah, it smells like other people's hands and stuff. Nah.
Yeah.
That's Monica's. Other people's hands. It's her favorite. Get over here, girl.
Like
come
smell
my hands.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Hey, Diddy, he's trying to bring it back to MTV.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I know, making the band.
I've been thinking over the last week, and I was like, what? What I really love to do, man.
A week? He put it over just 1 week. Now he's bringing it back.
I've been thinking over the last week, and I was like, what I really love to do, man? What would really inspire me right now? And it's making the band back.
Okay.
Making the band 2020. I know that I'm going to build the biggest band in the world.
Okay. Now, I enjoyed making the band back in the day.
It was just one of a kind. Like,
so
I don't know if you
tell
can
me all about those bands.
I don't care about them.
Audrey O'Day.
Yes.
And the, was it Danity Kane? They still perform in Vegas.
Okay. This is what I'm getting at is he's not making the biggest band in the world. But if he makes entertainment, that's fine.
That's all
it
I need.
Something.
If you never watched Making the Band, all these people would audition. He put them together. And there is a classic episode where P. Diddy makes them all walk to Brooklyn to get him a pie.
And it's just awesome. They had to recite the words to Biggie Smalls Juicy because they all didn't know the lyrics to that either.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they're making him go get a pie. And this one woman said, I am not walking to Brooklyn to get you a pie. He's like, cool, you're off the show. I mean, he might as well have pushed her off the bridge there. It was so good.
It was back when reality TV was just so
new.
It was so new, so real, and just raw.
Yeah, it was
and he enjoyed all of it.
Reality, yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't, but we act like it was. So,
but
you know,
we enjoyed it.
We'll see. Yeah. See what happens.
And Audrey O'Day, she does want to be back on the show. She does want something
to
happen.
Of course she does. She has nothing else going on. So
yeah, she's changed her entire look. If you Google her.
I mean, you know, the original making the band before P. Diddy even took over was the greatest boy band of all time that no one remembers.
Who was that?
What do you mean, who was that? How dare you, what? Monica?
The greatest boy band that no one remembers.
Come on. What?
The greatest boy band.
I've had the rest of you.
O-Town! O-Town!
O-Town!
On nothing else. This was before Diddy took over.
There's nowhere left to fall when you reach the bottom.
Yeah, O-Town.
Yeah. Oh. Well, oh.
Town. Exactly.
Adele, she's planning a party for her bestie, J-Law. Because, you know, she's getting married.
Uh-huh.
So Adele is going to plan this elaborate bachelorette
party. Do we still like Adele, or is she trying too hard all of a sudden? I'm just putting that out there. I don't even know the answer to that.
I think we still love Adele. And we're ready for her new music now that she's, like, going through all her business with her ex.
Doing a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Will she share those details? That's really where the question comes in.
I think she will.
Because if she doesn't, I think that all the music is, it's fraudulent.
And what's going to happen once J-Law gets married? It's probably not going to be partying as much. Because Adele's just like ready. She's single. She's ready to mingle. She's out there. I don't know.
Jennifer Lawrence has not exactly had a great success record as far as relationships. So even with marriage, we'll see.
Yeah.
But will Adele be the one who breaks them up?
Oh.
You're hanging with your friend Adele too much.
Adele's a nice person. I don't think she would.
You know what I almost said, which is completely incorrect, is that, boy, this is such an odd friendship because Jennifer Lawrence is like 25, 30 years old and Adele's in her 40s,
which she's not. No, just an old spirit.
Adele may be younger than J-Lo.
I know.
I think so.
Which makes no sense. Adele, I picture her older than me, and I am 15 years older than her, but there's just something about her.
I think it's the British accent. I think all people her with style. British accents are older than what they are.
You think so?
I think
she's got a Mrs. Doubtfire quality to
her,
too.
Yeah, she
does. Just a little bit.
She carries herself. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Warp Speed.
It is a Google game, Warp Speed Edition. Antoine and Monica try to get you the number one answer. These are real Google searches. They have 15 seconds to try to do it. We say good morning to our first contestant, Trinette. Good morning, Trinette.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm lovely.
Okay. Good. Your choice, Trinette. Monica or
Monica.
Antoine. Okay.
All right.
She didn't even need the options.
She's like, I will take Monica.
All right.
All right, Monica, you have 15 seconds to try to correctly identify the number one search. You just fill in the rest of this. It is, are you allowed to buy?
A knife, a gun. Are you allowed to buy a wife, a husband? Are you allowed to buy a house, a car? Are you allowed to buy that thing? Are you allowed to buy your food? Are you allowed to buy hair?
No.
Are you allowed to buy a person? Are you allowed to buy new eyes, kidneys? What?
New kidney. Well, look at you.
I don't know.
Shopping for organs.
I was thinking like animal. Is it an animal?
No, it's game related. Are you allowed to buy a Fortnite account? So somebody else's Fortnite account.
Okay.
You didn't never guess
to sell
that,
that stuff.
Oh, way off.
Thank you, Trinette.
You
next
could have
up.
Had all the seconds.
Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
All right, Allison, it's you and Antoine, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see if Antoine can pull this one off. Antoine, here we go. How do I watch?
Stranger Things. Nope. Things on YouTube. Things on Hulu. Things on Netflix. Handmaid's Tale. Nope. Game of Thrones.
There it is. You got it. There we go.
Yes!
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yes.
In the house.
Victory.
Big winner.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, they're still asking about Game of Thrones. I thought that was in the maybe pile. I thought maybe you would get that one. You did.
Now we go back in mind.
See, it's not back in time.
Back in mind?
Back in mind.
Okay.
It's imagination time. So you're going back into your mind, your memories. You have a house. It's your dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one glorious thing that you would like to have in that dream home that you can't afford right now, or you just don't have access to, or it's just not practical.
Right.
As I sit here, Antoine, remembering fondly the urinal that I peed in all last week.
Correct!
Oh, man, I miss that urinal already.
It was glorious.
It was a glorious urinal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a urinal in my house.
Is it just because it's like so much more convenient?
Yes! Yes, exactly. End of story.
You don't have to worry about the seat up or down or anything like that. It's there.
You barely have to worry about pulling your pants down. It's just sort of there. There's no necessary aim for the most part.
You can just drop a little cleaning thing in there. It's good to go.
Middle of the night, you don't really even need to turn the light on.
No, you don't.
Oh. Yeah. I stayed at a house last week. Every bathroom in the house, Monica, had a urinal.
Well, how about that?
It's like staying in a giant private hotel.
Yeah, it's like, thank you.
It's amazing.
So and you want that for your house?
I do want that for my house. I even
Did you tell your wife you want that for the house, and she's like,
"I think she was okay with it. She kind of enjoyed the access to the urinal as well." For me, not she didn't.
Have you already looked at your bathrooms to see? Okay, if I put it there,
very small
I can
bathroom.
Make it work. Maybe
I don't.
If you want a good thing hack?
Maybe you have to. Oh God!
All right. That just came to mind.
Okay.
If you got a leftover bucket, just cut a hole in your wall
and then install it.
Plop that bucket
what
in there.
What carnival game is he about to play?
What barn am I living in?
Is there going to be like a rubber ducky in that you bucket? Have to hit?
I'm just saying.
A little bullseye, a little belly.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Get me a plush teddy bear at the there end of this.
Yes.
No, Monica, I'm not peeing in a wall bucket. If I'm doing it, I'm going all in. I don't have the space for it in my house. That's the unfortunate reality right now. So this is for the dream
home.
Well,
check this.
Oh, God.
You just go to the movie theater and get one of those popcorn buckets. Get a smaller bucket. You don't have room.
You're still on this idea,
okay,
huh?
You still got me in buckets.
You're still there with the buckets.
Look, woman, no buckets, no bowls, no mason jars, no glasses, not a pot, not a pan. I'm not peeing in any of those things.
Right.
Not even a wine decanter. I'm not doing any of them.
No.
Step off. Oh.
I've always wanted one of those moving sidewalks that the Jetsons had. Like in a dream home, because a dream home would be significantly longer.
Uh-huh. Sure. So you mean like when you go to the airport?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want one of those in the house.
I think you can make that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your help, though. I don't need any help.
Yeah, and you really don't currently need one because you'd get
check
on it. I'll come there.
Yeah, exactly. It'd have to be
But check this
out. Here's Monica's thank heck on how to get it right
just now. Just
now
occurred to me. Okay.
Okay.
Just get a bunch of treadmills and cut the top off and roll your ass in your room.
Correct.
treadmill.
Yeah. Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere because there's always old treadmills.
Yeah, go to a Goodwill. Get like four or five of them.
A play it against sports or something. Get a bunch
there's
of treadmills.
There's probably five people listening right now that have a treadmill in their basement that they're not using anymore.
And I just go boom, 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 boom.
All right, you know what? I like the new version of this we say the things that we want in our dream home, and then Monica gives us a thang hack of how we can get it right
hacks
now.
It.
So 52353, you can go ahead and text in the thing that you want in your dream home, and then I'll pass it over to the thang hack queen over here, and she'll figure it out. I mean, what do you want in your house?
Oh, I want a cheese room. I want like a room where I can just walk in, like in a basement.
A cheese cake.
Yeah, cheesecake.
You stole that from me.
I did. I want that because I have cheese in my fridge. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love blue cheese. I love cheddar, all this stuff. But I really would like a cheesecake.
Okay. Is that kind of like a wine cellar?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Okay.
But it's a cheese but it's cave. Cheese
and Zach said that, and I was like thinking about my fridge. I'm like, I have lots of cheese.
And it's a place where you can store and you make your own cheese. Like you put it down there and you let it age and you have all the rinds and all those things. All right, check it, Monica. Here's what you do. You get an old cooler.
Okay.
You put a bunch of cheese in that cooler.
All right, all right.
You put it up on a shelf. You open up the door. Why do I sound like Oprah?
I don't know.
You get a cheese room.
You get a cheese room.
All right.
You get six or seven more old coolers. It's okay if they're a little musty because you got blue cheese in there anyway.
I know, it's mold anyway.
Yeah. I like
how about
this.
It?
All right.
We're making dreams happen.
We are making dreams happen here. So go ahead, text in 52353. What do you want for your dream home? And then I pass it over to Monica, and she tells you how you can thang hack it right now in your very house. Making dreams happen.
Yeah, that's what we're trying
K92 to do. K92 Morning Thang with Monica's dream hacks.
That's a good dream hack.
We're making something happen.
I wanted a urinal in my house, and Monica says just cut a hole in the wall and pee in an old popcorn bucket.
There you go.
Yeah.
Problem
but
solved.
But you're getting somewhere. You're getting closer to that urinal that you want.
I'm getting closer to a wet cardboard bucket that's in my wall.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, the squirrels that live in there, they'll enjoy it. Antoine, he wants a moving sidewalk in his home.
A moving sidewalk down the hallway.
Sure. And Monica has come up with the dream hack. Of a bunch of old treadmills lined up. You cut the top off, and then you can just lay there and be taken to your room.
Just one room,
Just one room. Well, I mean, I could jump off.
Sure.
You could.
It's odd, yeah.
Uh-huh. You have little areas where you get off to the next one.
Yeah.
I made
Monica
guest
cheese
over?
Cooler.
Let's take a tour of the house.
Text 52353. Monica, this person wants an outdoor shower.
Okay. Well, this is all you need. First, you need two levels to your house. Okay.
This is way better than just a hose outside. I'm already excited.
Yeah, you step outside. Okay, you're in the nude. You're waiting for your shower. Have someone open the window to the second level and put a hose outside.
Okay, so the hose did make it out, though.
Yes, it did.
But instead of just standing outside with a hose, she is at least giving you the outdoor shower, but the enclosure
feel. Yes, and if you need a little funnel, depending on how whatever kind of, you know, a squirt of water you want.
Use
a broom dustpan. Hold that to that hose, and you get a different shower experience.
Ah, a massageable shower head.
Wow.
Have fun,
fantastic. Merry Christmas. Let's see. Lauren and Forrest text in 52353. This comes from Gianna, who's 9. Mm. She would like a cupcake dispenser and ice cream room.
Oh, Gianna, she's 9.
Mm-hmm.
Gianna, you must have friends. This is what you need to do.
You must have friends.
Have 4 or 5 little girlfriends over. Put them in the kitchen. Have them have a little bake sale and everything else, but set aside your own cupcakes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And then while you're downstairs, have one walk downstairs to you and serve you. Okay. Your little friends. They must be friends. Yeah, so these are and this gives the parents something for their kids to do. Keep them busy.
Okay.
Have them bake.
And so they bring them down to the cupcake room.
Yes, that's all. That's a simple one.
I was expecting to be like, so here's what you do. You get a sleeping bag.
She's nine.
You go live at Golden Corral right near the ice cream machine and you have yourself.
Well, we don't want a missing child alert. So, you know, we just
put it in. Amber alert.
Let's see. Self-cleaning house.
Oh, gosh. Self-cleaning house. Well, I think that you just leave your doors open.
Okay.
Leave your doors open and let people rob you. Self-cleaning house. Your house has been cleaned.
Wow.
I don't recommend that one, please.
Wow.
I don't recommend.
Well, that's usually how these all end up. But he goes, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Boing.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
We get all these wacky news stories. So trying to make a little game out of it.
Yeah.
Give you a headline, take a word out. You got to figure out what that word is. Story number one. Police say to stop flushing your drugs down the toilet because of blank. Is it A, giant poops?
Ew.
B, drug-laced beer?
Okay.
Or C, meth gators?
C.
Correct. Meth gators, baby.
Oh.
Yep. This is in Alabama. They are sort of jokingly, but sort of not jokingly, asking you to please, meth heads, stop flushing your drugs down the toilet when we're coming to arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. It gets into the water system.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do purify this water as best they can, but we're not necessarily equipped to handle things like drugs. And
right.
So then it can get to ducks and geese and birds and stuff that
they're
are in
tripping.
There. They can be tripping.
Oh, gosh.
And then this one says, if it makes it far enough down, we could create meth gators in the Shoal Creek in the Tennessee River.
Wow.
Mm. And you kind of have to say it that way, Tennessee River meth gators.
Mm-hmm.
The meth gator.
Oh.
That would be one of the scariest animal hybrids, I think, ever.
I actually had a dream about an alligator last night.
I was going to say about a meth gator.
No, could have been on meth. But it was like randomly, it like snuck up on a bunch of us at a picnic and was like randomly attacking people.
It was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon from back in the day.
It really was.
Can you think of an animal hybrid that would be terrifying? Like, for example, what if a seagull with an alligator mouth?
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
scary.
Yeah.
Because they get down, they start eating all your garbage. And nyah, nyah, nyah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a snake with cheetah legs.
Ooh.
They're already fast.
They are fast. So they're like really super fast.
Yeah.
Like a shark with a giraffe neck. It's like, gosh.
So it's getting you off the boat.
Yeah.
It just comes out the water.
Reach from the water to land while you're laying. Nyah!
That's terrifying.
I think it's a Loch Ness Monster is what you just named.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Or Monica would also point out anything with the sex drive of a dolphin. She'd be
dolphins.
Correct.
Okay, dolphins.
Next story. Canadian drivers are causing accidents because blank. A, there's too many moose. B, they're too nice. Or C, hockey.
B.
They're too nice.
You think it's too nice? Yeah.
They're too nice.
Correct! This is a good lesson to everybody listening because we have a lot of drivers around here that are bad because they are too
really nice. Really nice. They're like, oh, go across.
Right.
Like, I can't. There's two lanes.
And they act like they're good drivers. And say, I'm a good driver and I let everybody pass and I'm friendly and I'm not aggressive. You are the one that's causing the accidents. And that's exactly the problem that they have in Prince Edward Island, which is an area, a province in Canada.
Yeah.
And they say they've been a rash of accidents, and police say specifically being caused by people being too nice.
Oh, gosh.
Stopping when they're not supposed to stop, and then they get rear-ended, or waving people through traffic who then get hit by somebody else, Or somebody, again, crashes into the back of you. Look, when it's your turn, just go.
Just go.
And don't override my wave. I'm going to tell you that one, too. So when I pull up to a four-way stop, and it's your turn to go, and I know it is. So, like, all right, go ahead. And they go, no, you go. Are you getting heaven points here? No. Just, I waved you. Go.
Yeah, just go.
You don't heaven have points. To be and so submissive.
You both start going at the same time. You're like, crap.
I know. Then they both stop at the same time.
The lesson here is the Massachusetts and me comes out. Even though it's their turn, the fact that they hesitate, I just go. I don't wave. I don't do nothing. All right, last story. This guy's funny. So woman thinks guy is flirting.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he wanted to just blank her. Is it a Photoshopper?
Okay.
B, stabber. Or C, pour syrup all over.
I'm going A. Photoshop.
Oh, y'all are on correct fire today.
Twinsies.
All right, and it's hilarious, and I will show you the picture, and I think Monica in particular is going to laugh. So this woman, Emily, has a personal trainer she works out with for about a month.
Okay.
And the personal trainer says, could I have your number and could I take a picture of you? Okay.
All right.
Okay. She's thinking, oh, well, he's flirting. Clearly, he's going to ask me out. So she says, fine. And nope, he did not want to ask her out. He just wanted to text her a Photoshop picture of herself because he thought she looked like Buzz Lightyear.
Oh,
I did see that. I totally forgot. I did see that picture.
That is messed up.
I did see that picture.
She does.
Look like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. With that Photoshop picture, yes.
Yeah, he Photoshopped, her face, the insert of her face, and then put it in the To Infinity and Beyond. Yep.
She's like,
the costume.
That's what he wanted.
I guess
he wanted to laugh.
No proof if this was his form of flirting. That I
don't think that's a flirt.
He might have been flirting.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
He wants to be her Andy.
No.
I don't know. I'm just trying.
There's no, don't do snake in a boot.
No snake in a boot.
I don't see it happening at all. Walk away.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Couple things. What would you do if someone stole your car and then you saw your car and... So see, this is what, to me, one of the main reasons I don't trust this whole food delivery fad that's going on. What would you do? Someone steals your car, and then you see your car.
I think you'll walk in and figure out who stole my car. And you want to call the cops. I guess you should call the cops first, right?
I guess.
Well, this person does call the cops eventually, but she stole her car back first.
Yeah.
I think I would do that.
So this woman had her car stolen and then was tracking her own credit card because her wallet was stolen also. And she went to a convenience store where she was given this detail.
She has my wallet in her hand.
I'm sorry. The detail was those people that were just here said they're going to Applebee's. So what she does is say, you know what? Feels like a time to go for lunch. So they go, they sit down and they wait for this woman to come in. She sees her car pull up, sees a woman come in with her wallet and everything.
She has my wallet in her hand and my keys in her hand.
Oh my God. So before I call the cops, I wanted to show you guys what I just found by doing our own stocking at Applebee's, and my heart's racing.
Beer in my car seat.
There's stuff in the car seat. There's stuff on the seats. It's just gross.
Yeah, so she stole her own car back. Not sure I recommend the vigilante justice thing because things
can
go
sideways. You never know.
Yep, you never know. So contact your authorities first. Also contact your authorities if your food delivery person is eating your food. And I feel like this is happening way more than you even realize.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people, they'll deliver your food. You can order it through all these spaces. And yes, there are delivery people that I know are totally on the up and up. But if you're driving somebody's McDonald's French fries.
Those fries that smell the fries.
And they're hot and they smell delicious.
So
and you
delicious.
Think, you know what? They're not going to miss just one. If you ate just one, they're not going to notice
just one?
That. Well, this guy didn't eat just one because this dude ordered ribs. He ordered two orders of ribs, and one of them was untouched, and the other one was half gone. So it wasn't even a surprise.
Opened up the food, looked at it. One was half eaten, one was full. Here's mine. You see the piece right here. It's been torn off. A good chunk of it eaten there. I was just dumbfounded. I was really shocked that something like that would happen.
I am not
shocked.
I'm not
really shocked, yeah.
No. Because, again, you're driving with wonderful smelling barbecue.
Yeah.
The food delivery thing, it's not for me. I say this now, I'll probably have to eat my own words in
a year.
At
some point.
I'll probably do it all the time or something stupid like that. But I don't like putting my food into the hands of a middleman.
Yeah.
I trust the restaurants because it's their product. I trust me because I'm me.
But when it gets there.
But
the
when
process.
It goes to someone who just all of a sudden, boy, they haven't had anything to eat all day and they smell them ribs and they are just so delicious.
Well, let me say this.
Yes.
When you do have to eat your words, they'll be delivered to you.
And one third of them will be missing.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Antoine. Thank you.
Thank you.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.